This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. We have plenty ahead, including a recap of the BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game, official kickoff in Calgary. We'll have that coming up in moments. World Under-17 Challenge is fast approaching. Both Team West and Team Pacific, made up predominantly of players from the WHL, will try their luck against the rest of Canada and the world. Danny Lambert, head coach for Team West, will get his thoughts. First up, some big news this week as the Brandon Wheat Kings acquiring top prospect defenseman for the NHL, Ryan Pilon, in a trade with the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Pilon was the third overall pick in the 2011 WHL Bantam Draft, and several teams were looking to land his services. Wheat Kings GM Kelly McCrimmon turned in the winning bid.
We sure feel Ryan Pilon will be a cornerstone player on our team. He's a guy that is held in wide regard across the league. He was the third selection in our Bantam draft and, not the type of player that, usually is available for trade. So, when he was made available, we wanted to, make every effort, that we could to acquire him. And, we paid a high price to do that. But, when we got, right down to it, we just felt it made too much sense for our team, not only this year, but also in the future.
Well, Calgary is getting ready to roll out the red carpet for the BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game Wednesday, January 15th. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison was on hand for the kickoff announcement.
This is a must-see event for not only all NHL teams, but for all hockey fans. It'll definitely, without question, be the junior hockey event of the year here in Calgary. It is the only opportunity for NHL teams, all general managers and scouts will be in attendance, to have an opportunity to evaluate these players on the same ice. On the same time prior to the 2014 NHL entry draft in June. When you consider the quality of this game, it is not an all-star game by any stretch. It is a game where it's a highly competitive game. Last year, 19 first-round selections in the NHL entry draft participated in the game. Of course, the CHL, 22 of the 30 players selected in last year's NHL first round of the NHL entry draft were products of the CHL. And that's a credit to the CHL teams and the environment they offer players today and the great job our coaches across the Canadian Hockey League do in developing players.
The two teams will have some special guest coaches behind the bench with some Calgary flavor. Coaches also had some fun.
Lanny McDonald and Jim Poplinski will be the two head coaches. Lanny and Pep could come forward and a few comments.
We are taking this very seriously. It's so serious that I brought my assistant coaches with me, Joel Lotto and Mike Vernon. Pep has no one with him because no one wants to coach with him on that side. We obviously want to win, but we want to showcase the talent more than anything. Having said that, there will be a side bet, and I'll let Pep fill you in on that.
Well, I'm very disappointed in Joel Lotto. Played with him for 10 years, and we were always 1-2 against Lanny and Joe Mullen, and for him to jump sides on this...
He's a smart man.
It's hurtful. I have got no interest in doing any more coaching other than this. It will be a lot of fun.
For more info on the game, go online at bmotopprospects.ca.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent.
Former Vancouver Giant, NHLer Evander Kane.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best way to get to the NHL, and it's the best league in the world.
2-1-1, Bufflin, Kane scores! Kane left out alone, 1-0 chance.
Edmonton Oilers goaltender and former Kamloops Blazer, Devin Dubnyk.
To get to that level of play at that age when I was 16, just to get in not just the play, but the schedule and the mentality, the professional mentality, the coaches.
22 teams,
get all
one
that
goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Great experience. I'm glad I went that way.
Prince Albert Raider and first-round NHL pick of the Chicago Blackhawks, Mark McNeil.
I chose the Western Hockey League simply because I believe it's the number one development league in the world. I think that not only develops professional players, but professional people too.
The Western Hockey League. It's time.
Kelowna Rockets assistant coach Danny Lambert will guide Team West at the World Under-17 Challenge set for Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, December 29th to January 4th. It's a tournament he once played in nearly 20 years ago. Voice of the Kelowna Rockets, Regan Bartel, has more.
Thanks, John. So, Dan, for you as the head coach of Team Western, good opportunity for you as a coach to grow, and I'm sure for the players also a real good opportunity.
Well, it's a great opportunity. When you look at it's actually your first opportunity to wear the Team Canada jersey, and I think the sense of pride that these kids will feel when they put that on is a very, very special feeling.
Tell me about your team. It's comprised of players in Saskatchewan and Manitoba. You've got a mix. You've got players from the WHL and also those that play Triple A Midget.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good mix. You know, when you look at Team Pacific, their whole team pretty much plays in the Western League. We have guys that are playing at the Triple A level as well. And when you look at that, you know, those guys probably get more ice time, more situations where they play on the power play and so on and so forth. It is going to be a good mix. I guess the challenge for us is going to be to make sure that they mesh early and you know, we're going to need for them to buy in and not have a separation there between the Western Hockey League guys and the midget guys.
Who do you anticipate making an impact on your team? Hopefully that'll have a good tournament and will lead you guys to some success.
Well, we do have quite a bit of skill. I look to Ethan Bear as being one of the leaders on the back end. He's a kid that plays out of Seattle, plays quality minutes there, and he's a very, very good young player. And somebody else, you know, up front, I'm looking at Cameron Hebig, who plays in Saskatoon, who, once again, at summer camp, he showed that he can, he's just one of those kids that plays the right way all the time. He works hard, he has skill, and he does compete.
Who is the team to beat, in your estimation, when you look at all the rosters? Who's the one that really stands out?
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, because we know them, Team Pacific with Barzal and Merkley and Soy, and they have a lot of talent, you know, so they are going to be a team that's going to be probably for us the team to beat. Also, Sweden and Russia are always good, and you never know what to expect from them, but the one thing you will face for sure is a lot of skill and a team that does work and does compete.
So, Dan, you are coaching Team West, but you also participated in this tournament, if you will, on this format to a certain degree as a player back in 1986. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, for me it was the same thing. I got to wear the Team Canada jersey for the first time. Felt very honored. I wore the C for those few games, and it was a great experience for myself. It was the first time to play against Russia, and just to see their skill level was really an eye-opening experience for me, because I had no idea how good those guys were. And back then, their equipment was terrible, their sticks were bad, and next thing you know, they start passing the puck, and you're like, wow, where am I right now? But it was a great experience, and I really hope that it's a great experience for the 22 guys that we've selected as well.
John, that is the head coach of Team West for the upcoming Under-17 World Hockey Challenge in Nova Scotia at the end of December. That is Dan Lambert, assistant coach for the Kelowna Rockets.
Hey, that's this week's show. Thanks to Regan in Kelowna for his help, as well as Bruce Lukey in Brandon. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.